Hi, I'm Jeff Petty. I'm a program manager on the Windows accessibility team, and I'm happy to introduce you to some of the investments we're making in accessibility for both developers and end users this summer. Let's dive in by starting with what's new for developers. On this first slide, I'm going to take a moment to give you an overview of some of the investments we're making, and then I'll walk through specific examples. The first thing that you should know is we've listened to your feedback and we've acted on it. We're making some significant improvements to documentation, including bringing documentation about accessibility across multiple frameworks into a single location. We've launched the Accessibility Developer Hub to be the one-stop shop for all of our documentation. We've also updated the Windows Dev Center. You asked us to describe what needs to be done and how to do it in one place, and we've done that with the Windows Dev Center documentation. We've also made some pretty significant investments in our frameworks. I'll walk through some changes to XAML, showing you how you can add mnemonics or access keys in just two simple steps. And I'll give you an overview of some of the investments we're making in Edge web platform accessibility. Finally, I'll wrap up by showing you some of the tools that we've created to make it easier to both code accessible applications and to test for accessibility once you've deployed those applications. Let's start by taking a look at the Accessibility Developer Hub. Now, you'll know that you've got to the right place when you launch the hub and you're welcomed by Hal Lasko. Let me show you how to get there. I'm just going to search for Microsoft Accessibility Developer, Developer Hub, and it will be the top recommendation. And if I click through, I'm greeted by Hal Lasko and a host of content about creating accessible apps. The first thing that you'll notice right here on the right is we have all of our recent blog entries on creating accessible apps that include oftentimes sample code. If you're just getting started, I recommend this section where we have both videos and an ebook where you can learn more about our accessibility API and how to implement great apps. As you scroll down through the content, you'll see that we have documentation that is both framework specific and process specific. So if you're designing, building, or deploying, we've got articles across different legacy and modern frameworks for you. If you're somebody that would prefer to learn by watching videos, we've pulled what we believe are the top videos to this location. And then there's a host of other resources like sample code and forums where you can ask questions and we'll be sure to reply to them. So if you're looking for the one-stop shop for all accessibility-related content, I recommend the Accessibility Developer Hub. Let's go one step further though and talk about some of the changes that we've made to the Windows Dev Center. And again, you'll know you've got to the right place if you see an overview of accessibility that looks a little different from MSDN today. Let me show you how to get there. Again, I'll just start with Bing and I'll go to the Windows Dev Center. Oops. And it'll be the first recommendation. From there, I'm going to get introduced to a bunch of different topics. Where I want to focus is on design and UI. And in particular, I want to look for usability. Once I click through usability, I'm greeted with a bunch of different accessibility-related content. And in particular, there's an overview that I generally start with. And when I get into the content, I'm greeted with a nice hierarchical menu that anchors the content, which is a great improvement, and all the topics are broken down in this particular article on the right. As I scroll through, you'll see there's a good bit of content. It's in digestible chunks, and perhaps most importantly, certainly for me as a developer, there are cases where we're providing guidance, and in many of those cases, there are sample code embedded directly within the article. If you do have feedback about other examples that you'd like to see, just let us know. We're happy to act on that feedback to make it easier to create accessible apps. So documentation, that's one of the first things that we've done for developers, but we've done a lot more, including some targeted improvements in our frameworks. And mnemonics in XAML are a great example of that. I think everybody knows what mnemonics are. If I'm in an application and I click the Alt button, I'll see what mnemonics or access keys are available to me. They're often highlighted with black backgrounds, as in this example. Now, the XAML code is actually very straightforward. Let's start with a common control, like a button, and all we have to do is add one property, access key. In order to display the black rectangle with the access key itself, we have to add two events and two event handlers. So the events are access key display dismissed and access key display requested, and the event handlers are here. Now, what's nice about this, and I'll click over to the C# code behind so you can see it, and just pause if you want to copy the code, is that a developer can choose to tailor how those access keys are presented simply by modifying the code behind. So really very straightforward to add additional accessibility features like mnemonics or access keys to your XAML applications. Now, when it comes to the web platform, we are investing very deeply. I hope you're as excited about the new Edge browser as we are. This blog that went out in February of this year gives an overview of the investments that we're making in 2016. At the top of the list was extensions. Support for extensions is coming, which is exciting. The second item on the list was greater support for accessibility, which I'm excited about. Third was additional investments in fundamentals like performance and security. So accessibility is towards the top of the list. And if you click through and you look at the blog, you'll find that the accessibility investments are deep and varied. I won't read through all of these. Instead, let me summarize it this way. If you're implementing standard web pages or web pages that adhere to good accessibility standards, they're going to work well with Edge and on Windows. Put simply, things like ARIA label will be recognized by our accessibility API and will be handled properly by our built-in screen reader, which is Narrator. So if you're adhering to standards, you can build pages once and you can deploy them on browsers like Edge, Firefox, and Chrome, and your users will have a good accessible experience. Now, let's assume that you've leveraged our documentation and some of these investments in our frameworks. How do you know if your users are actually getting a good experience? Well, the documentation explains a host of different things that you can do to test. It's not as simple as just use one tool or check for one persona, like a user who is blind or low vision. But we did some things to make it easier to test, especially for users who are blind. And one of those things is called Narrator Developer Mode. Now, Narrator, our built-in screen reader, can be launched with just a click. You just click Windows plus Enter to launch Narrator. Once you have a screen reader up and running, you can then enter developer mode by clicking Shift plus Caps Lock plus F12. Let me show you what that would look like. In this example, I'm just bringing up an application like news. And you'll see in this news page, there's actually quite a bit going on. There's navigation on the left-hand side, there's topics or tabs across the top, and then there's a bunch of articles. You know, typically when we're evaluating a page for accessibility or an app, we ask questions like, can you get around to all of the UI using just a keyboard and not a mouse? And we ask questions like, have you exposed the information about controls and other text programmatically so that it can be accessed by a screen reader? Now, in this example, if I launched Narrator and then I pressed again Shift plus Caps Lock plus F12, what would happen is I would get a screen curtain over the application and I would be in Narrator Developer Mode. This actually emulates what it's like to be a blind user. In addition to providing that screen mask, we put a bounding rec over the object that has focus. And we both provide a visual indication of the text that's exposed programmatically, and we voice it to you. So as you navigate around in developer mode just using a keyboard, the question becomes, are all of the elements that you need to access, are they accessible via a keyboard? And as you're seeing what's voiced and you're hearing what's voiced, is this information of use to an end user? It's a great way to test an application very quickly because developer mode, and Narrator itself ship with Windows. So these are tools that are at everyone's fingertips, whether they're developers or whether they're functional testers. Now, this is a great simple tool that should help you validate your apps and other content. But some of you may be asking, hey, what about Visual Studio? What are we doing to discover these issues early in the development lifecycle when they're least expensive to address? We've got an answer for that too. We've been investing in a tool called App Analysis that will help you find, triage, and address common accessibility issues. Now, this screenshot may be a little bit difficult to see on this video, so let me describe what's coming. In this case, we've got a XAML window, and I'm actually looking at the XAML markup, and we've run the App Analysis tool. What it's done is it's flagged a control that has no accessible name. Now, the nice thing about this tool is that we've focused on what exceptions we're going to throw to minimize noise. So we're only throwing exceptions that we have a high confidence are valid exceptions. And in addition to identifying the exception, we provide specific guidance about how to remediate the issue so your users will have an accessible experience. We've covered a lot of ground for developers. Let me tell you a little bit about what we're doing for our end users too, because we're making significant investments that will benefit them. First, you should know that in this first release this year, we're going very deep in investments for users who are blind or low vision and benefit from Narrator, our built-in screen reader. We're doing things like investing in documentation, providing tutorials and additional product documentation for both new users and advanced or expert users. We're tuning Narrator performance so that it's highly responsive, which is critical for users that rely on it. We're working very closely with teams like the Inbox Mail team and the Word team to have great authoring and reading experiences using Narrator. And we're investing in Narrator usability. There are straightforward things like making the keyboard shortcuts more familiar for screen reader users who use other leading screen readers on our platform. We're improving the keyboard layout so it's better ergonomically. And we're simplifying the keyboard interaction. We can do things like using heuristics, determine what a user is trying to accomplish, and we can save them some steps and make it possible to both navigate and edit content using just a few arrow and tab keys. We're making significant improvements in our text-to-speech by deploying new voices that cover a broader set of locales, and we're increasing the top speed of some of those voices so that users get high-speed voices, which increase their productivity. Finally, we're implementing other improvements like accessible auto-suggest, so that when you're navigating through Cortana, the Edge One box, or just typing an address in Mail, those auto-suggest features will be fully accessible to users who are blind. I hope that you're taking away that Microsoft is investing deeply in accessibility. That's certainly the case. We believe there's a clear business case for delivering great experiences for all of our users. And our ask of you is to reach a broader audience and differentiate your apps by focusing on accessibility. Check out the Developer Hub and the design and UI site for specific guidance, and leverage the new tools once they're available to make it easier to create accessible experiences. Thanks for your time and enjoy the rest of Build.